The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
Hey, welcome to National Independence Report, fellow patriots and freedom fighters. I'm broadcasting today, tonight, this evening, like I do every week, from my home studio in downtown Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. I'm your Thursday host here on the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network and Liberty Lighthouse and all the other places that you can find it. I'm Peter Serafie.
A man, a legend,
with a great beard.
With the greatest beard in radio.
This guy is the sweetest, nicest, most gentlest person you've ever met in your life.
The man's really insightful and pretty freaking smart.
With wit, sharp like safety scissors.
I would walk over hot coals for this guy.
Man with a golden voice behind the microphone.
He's got a big, fat, juicy, beautiful brain.
The Nostradamus of political prognostication. Your host, Peter Serafine.
Remember, everybody, free speech is not free. And support this free speech network, no matter what network you're listening to or watching from. Support it. Help them out. Buy their merchandise. Visit their sponsors. Donate if you can. Whatever you can do to help keep free speech alive. You can contact me, contact the show by calling in on the phone line that will be open in just a second at 512-248-8252 or 800-313-9443. You can also email me at libertylighthouse1776@gmail.com. Or if you go to liberty-lighthouse.com, you can click the chat button there. We got in the second hour of tonight's show. Yes, this is a two-hour broadcast filled with your phone calls because you're smarter than I am. In the second hour, we got Dr. Jen Vandewater from the Wellness Company going to come tell us a little bit more about what's going on over there. But first, I want to talk about, scams and, you know, the different government scams that have been hoisted upon us over the last few decades. And there's a whole lot of them. So I'm going to leave it up to you as the callers to decide which of these scams we spend how much time on. So we've got the whole education system scam. Our complete monetary system is a scam now. Medical and healthcare scam, education and student loan scam, land and property and who really owns whatever scams, and justice, like our complete justice system is a scam at this point. And the Department of Defense is turning into a pretty big scam too. And taxation, IRS and taxation is nothing but a scam anymore. So you get the weigh in. Which of these scams do you want to spend the most time on, and how can you contribute? Phone line open at 512-248-8252 or 800-313-9443 for that toll-free option. Now, let's start out with the education one, just because, well, it's the first one I wrote down in my notes. Be honest, I'm lazy. I don't want to have to turn pages. So education at this point is completely a scam. What are we really teaching kids anymore? We spend more money per pupil on K through 12 education than any country except, I think, like Norway or Sweden or something. There's like one Scandinavian country on the planet that spends more money than we do per pupil on education. But yet, we keep falling further and further down the ranks. And education, well, we all know it. It's not education anymore. It's indoctrination. And it's perfectly clear. Anybody, I don't care what your political leanings are. If you're a complete liberal, progressive, whatever, if you try to just try to look at education objectively, you have to admit it's indoctrination. Have to. So we spend more money than, you know, every country on the planet except one. And we keep sliding further and further down the rankings of kids, you know, what they understand and know when they graduate high school. And just recently, a study came out that for the first time since the beginning of the study, people have gotten dumber in the United States. That's never happened before. As long as the study has been conducted, people have gotten typically, on average, a couple of points smarter using an IQ test. But now we're going the other way. Now we've gone completely woke in our education system. We don't teach people, you know, how to sign in cursive, read or write cursive scripted language anymore. But we want to talk about, you know, gender stuff to elementary school kids. And, you know, pronouns, proper pronouns. That's really, really important. Far more important than, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Which reminds me, slight sidebar here. I forgot. I wanted to say at the beginning of the show, little sidebar. Next week, I've got a gentleman going to join us in the show who has developed what he says is a breakthrough methodology of teaching algebra and therefore teaching critical thinking, something that we seem to be dramatically, dramatically deficient in this country lately. So I'm really looking forward to that conversation. That'll be next week in the second hour. And the program is called Algebra Victory, if you want to look it up. And yeah, okay, so where was I? So we've got the Department of Education at the federal level, which the history of the Department of Education, I mean, it was created in the 1860s as a way to just kind of gauge where our country was. They were basically just supposed to collect data and figure out where we were as far as education. And within just a few years, Congress decided that the Department of Education did not need to be a cabinet-level department. In fact, the 19th century congressmen decided that, there's no reason for a cabinet-level Department of Education, and they feared that it would have too much power. Really? So politicians at one point actually worried about how much power a government agency could have. Shocking. You don't hear that anymore. Anyway, so the first cabinet-level Department of Education was demoted to the Office of Education, stripped of its cabinet-level prestige. And it stayed that way. It stayed that way for 100 years. Meaning, for 100 years, our education system in this country was handled entirely by states, locals, and charity. But then, 1979, Mr. Jimmy Carter signs the bill or resolution, whatever, that created the Federal Department of Education, which came into effect in 1980 under President Ronald Reagan. So you would think, with all that additional money and all those additional resources of having the power of the federal government in a cabinet-level position and a full department behind them, that the education in the United States would have skyrocketed and become the best in the world, far above and beyond anything else. But exactly the opposite happened. Ever since 1980, we've been falling lower and lower and lower in the rankings amongst developed nations. Our students don't learn what they're supposed to be learning in elementary school and high school anymore. And people are starting to wake up to that. We had all of the, the domestic terrorist parents that came about, right? All the parents that stood up against the woke agenda in local school boards that the current presidential administration and all of his lackeys labeled as domestic terrorists. So the education scam is this. The Federal Department of Education takes a ridiculous amount of money from our federal taxes and then divvies it back out and gets involved in tons of things that they shouldn't be involved in at all. I still don't understand why we have schools feeding breakfast and evening meals to children. Lunch, sure. You're going to keep the kid there all day long? Yeah, you got to give him lunch. But breakfast, that's a parent's job. Oh, therein lies the problem. It's the parent's job. But according to many of the people in charge of this stuff today, parents aren't qualified. We don't want school choice because parents might choose the wrong school. So we're just going to keep them forced to go to the same public school that's already failing. The public school that I started this conversation with that gets more money per student than any other Western country, any other civilized country on the planet, save one. But kindergarten through high school, well, that's not enough. That's not enough power. That's not enough money in the education scam. We've got to add in their college now, right? When did the rising cost of a college education jump leaps and bounds ahead of the rising cost of inflation? Well, I'll give you a hint. Student loans. Right when the federal government took over the student loan program is when the cost of college started to outpace inflation by hundreds of percent. Because money from the federal government, well, that's guaranteed money, right? That's the college can count on that. They don't have to do anything for it. They don't have to compete. They don't have to become a better university. That's money robbed from you and I and then given to schools. So you would think that college would have gotten cheaper. I mean, if they're getting more money from the federal government, let alone your state money that's going, if it's a state-affiliated school or state university, but tuition doesn't get cheaper. Tuition, well, it never gets cheaper. Instead, well, now we've got to build hockey rinks and football stadiums and bigger campuses and bigger labs, all while not teaching anymore. And what we are teaching isn't a classical, usable education. So think about how much money our federal government takes from you and I and then gives to colleges, high schools, elementary schools, and Head Start, because at some point, you know, the 12 years of first through 12th grade, that wasn't enough of a indoctrination. That wasn't enough time for the government to have your child under their thumb. We had to add a Head Start preschool program. again, under the guise of, well, they'll be smarter children if we start them earlier. But in reality, it's not. In reality, like I just said at the beginning, for the first time in history, the average intelligence of our young people has gone down. Never done before. So, can anybody justify the education scam that it is today? What about when colleges and universities and even elementary schools, when they were done by churches and they were charity organizations? Well, that's when we were the best in the world. It's almost like the education system that we have created in this country is proof that proof that the free market does it better. Well, I want to say thank you to Sarah for going through and sharing out all of the video feeds. If you're listening to the show, but you'd like to see my ugly face, and I don't know why you would, but sometimes I have attractive guests that you might want to look at. But if you want to watch the video version of the show, you can find it on my YouTube and Facebook page, as well as the Republic Broadcasting YouTube and Facebook page, and then my Twitch and Twitter and DLive. If you want to know where to find it, just call me, text me, email me. I'll send you links or whatever, just in case. But I recommend going to the Republic Broadcasting YouTube page while it's still there, because pretty soon, sooner or later, I'm going to say something, and we're going to get that one shut down again. Because, you know, it's YouTube. That's one of those things. That, to me, the censorship stuff that goes on, well, that's all a byproduct of our failed education scam. See, the United States was unique. We're the great experiment of a nation, because we were founded on the idea that government is there to protect our rights. The primary goal, as stated in the Declaration of Independence, primary goal of government is to protect our rights. That's not how young people today see government at all. The small, limited power government of our ancestors is gone. That's where we are. I think that's enough on the education system. We're going to talk about education next week a lot more. So I don't want to beat on it too much. Let's talk about a sponsor. Well, you have thousands of choices when you go out and you select the firearm that you want to use to protect yourself and your family and those around you. You have thousands of choices of your firearms, but there really is only one choice when it comes to the most affordable legal defense for you, the firearms owner. Right to Bear is that one choice. Get access to a 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week hotline that's answered by attorneys. Get your civil defense and your criminal defense. Get expert witnesses if you need them. Even get your gun replaced if it's confiscated after a self-defense use. So the already most affordable plan out there, Right to Bear. You can save more. You can save an extra 10% off of that if you use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. I'm a member, and if you own a firearm, you should be too. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. We got our first caller of the evening, Andrea in Oklahoma. Welcome to National Intel Report.
Yes. Hello. I don't think, depending on how many people in Congress or what they really, I would assume they all know about COVID and what's really in the shot, but, you know, they've just passed bills that they're going to be giving children or young children, before they can enter school, the COVID shot, and a lot of them are dying immediately, and then they're adding another booster in there. So they're trying, they don't care about the children of America. They're trying to wipe them out, considering you know what's in the COVID shot, and that they've had these scientists that use them on animals and almost cried at the beginning whenever they, Americans were going for the second shot, that was saying on RBN, this has been about a year ago, that they knew that all the animals died that took it. Everything died. So they don't care about our people, the people, we the people, the children of this nation. They can be dumb as, you know, cardboard. They're killing them. Their intention is to kill us. They don't care about us. They're going to take everything from us and leave us like a lot of Oklahomans are homeless. And a lot of them have frozen here in the last couple of months because it's been so freaking cold. It's been in the 20s and teens at night, and a child woke up the next morning. Both her mom and dad had passed away during the night, but they didn't. They were homeless. They were sleeping out, were, you know, play in a park under some trees. It's, they don't care until they have to. They have declared war on us with shutting down the pipeline, killing the animals. You just name it, letting all these people in. I don't know what they have planned for the people when they do finally rise up, but just remember those towers in New York turned to ash. They have some kind of weapon out there that I'm thinking they're just dying to use, but they want to be able to use it justified so the whole world doesn't, because all the stuff, they are doing everything they can to poke you, prod you, to get you to rise up.
It seems to be, and it's clear that they don't care. I'm not going to go as far as to say that the people in our government are trying to kill us, although that does make sense if you look at what
I call
doing.
I call representatives after a show of RBN almost weekly, because I don't feel as though calling the show is doing any good. It just sounds like I'm ranting on. I'd rather call somebody in Washington. I know that they hear me just ranting on, but I'd rather be a spur in their saddle rather than RBNs. I want them to hear my unhappiness.
Well,
and I think everybody else should burn the phones up in Washington too, just calling them and letting them know how the cow ate cabbage, because this is just heinous. It's outright genocide what's happening to our country, and that we are sitting on our hands thinking that something's going to happen, that somebody's going to care about us in Washington, when it doesn't seem like they do. So that's thank you for your time. Bye.
Well, thank you very much for your call, and I completely agree. It is much more productive of you to call your elected representatives, whoever they are, and scream at them. I'll start putting the phone number on the screen every day and giving it out on air every week when I'm on air, if that helps you, encourages you to call. Calling me and calling the show, I love to hear from you. I like the conversations. Like I said at the beginning, many of you are smarter than me, so it's great to hear from you. But I can't change it. Hopefully, the other people listening are hearing it too. And you know, enough to call Washington, we might get something done. I hear music. It is break time. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. I got Dave in Nevada on hold. Get to you right after the other side of the break.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that
you do a good job of picking music. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. I'm Peter Serafin, your Thursday host here on National Intel Report. Who was I just talking to? Andrea in Oklahoma. She brought up about the COVID shot, how we all know what's in it and how bad it is. I looked up the recommended vaccine schedules from the 1940s up through, I think it's 2015. And just coincidentally, we have a doctor of pharmacology, Dr. Jen Vandewater, about to join us. I'd love to hear her opinion about this. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Hi, Peter. Great to be with you again.
So we just had a caller who was talking specifically about the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, and how we as a nation are pushing it upon our children. And I didn't even get time. We got cut off by the break. But I was going to be like, we're one of the few countries that's even allowing it for children. And that struck in my head how many vaccines we give. And in my little diagram here, I unfortunately can't make it big enough. But in the 1940s, it was four vaccines, three of them given together in one shot. So it was two shots that were recommended. By the 1970s, it was 3, 6, 9 vaccines, but it was three shots. By 2015, we're up to 69 doses, and 49 of those are recommended before the age of 6.
Wow.
Am I crazy, or is that just wrong?
That's I don't even have words. I'm like stumped that the number is as high as it is. Being a child that kind of grew up in the 80s, you know, I kind of was at the lower end of the vaccine spectrum. But I will say, in order to go to college, I had to get all these vaccines. And you know what's interesting? I wasn't boarding at college. I actually stayed at home, but they still actually required me to get a lot of vaccines that you would have to get to be boarding at the college, you know, actually dorming in the dorms. So it's interesting to see that the number's gone up even more since then. Just to put a question, are we not seeing unhealthier children with that number of vaccines going up? I mean, does it not have people questioning? I mean, I'm seeing more and more kids with terminal-like illnesses that they're developing younger and younger, and even people having complications and comorbidities into their teens and early 20s. We're seeing a lot of women and men even struggle with fertility. I mean, these are things we're seeing. Are people not putting the connection together that it's being rolled out into a, you know, oh, we're preventing something, but it makes me question, what really are we preventing?
Well, let's look at this. Okay, so by the late 1940s, we had smallpox, tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis were the four recommended vaccines. Now, so prior to that, it was obviously three or less. And wait, prior to that, cancer was almost unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in the 80s as well. I went to school in two different states. I went to like 15 different schools. And I don't remember ever meeting a kid that was allergic to peanuts.
Right.
And now if you take a peanut butter cup to an elementary school, you're tackled like you brought in a gun.
You're right. And you know what else? So it's not even just peanut allergies. So I have just questioning and talking to people after, you know, my wake up in 2020 and questioning previous things. And the vaccine has been something I've questioned. I do not have any hard evidence. It's just what I'm seeing as a doctor of pharmacy, what I'm seeing around me. So I started questioning people and asking questions. And what I found out was that those who were asthmatic and started at a very young age having asthma, they had high food allergy sensitivities. So people with asthma were having actually more allergies to foods, like, and to antibiotics. So here we have this population, and these were young folks in their 20s just asking questions, asthmatic, allergic to foods and strange foods, avocados, strawberries. I mean, these are things we need, right? Very weird food allergies and food sensitivities. And then they were very highly allergic to antibiotics. And so for me, as a pharmacist at the pharmacy counter, when I would have people come in, I start asking questions. Oh, you're allergic to an antibiotic. Well, are you asthmatic? Oh, yes, I am. Oh, are you allergic to certain foods? Oh, I'm allergic to a lot of foods. I have to watch everything I eat and products I use. So again, it makes you wonder, was that stemming from a lot of the increases in childhood vaccines? I mean, again, it's just, what really are in these shots? I don't know. I just have to question it and put it out there. I don't know. Would I get another one? No, definitely not, because I just don't trust it. And I don't know what's truth and what's not truth. But that's another, you know, you bring up peanut allergies. It's just a great thing to, I saw and ask questions. Those were the things I saw in common.
It's really funny to me. I mean, I have said since I started broadcasting and started writing and doing any of this stuff, government does nothing effectively or efficiently. And if you look at anything that government is involved in, the more they're involved, the more of a failure it is. I just spent the first half hour talking about the American education system and how prior to 1980, when the Federal Department of Education showed up, we had the best schools in the world. And now we are quickly falling further and further down in those ranks, even though we spend more money than every other country out there except one. It, again, the somebody in government identifies a perceived problem or a potential problem, and then they throw all of their power and money behind it, and they make it worse. And then, of course, that means they have to put more power and money behind it, which makes it worse. And, you know, not enough kids were going to college. So we've got to take over the student loan programs. And going back to the housing bubble. Well, there's no equity in home ownership. You've got to lower the standards so that, you know, people of color can buy houses. And oh, look, the housing bubble and then the housing failure. Mm-hmm. Government involvement is just bad in almost all levels.
I totally agree. We need to get back to local and community and not the big government. So exactly. when you put big in front of any word, big agriculture, big education, you know, big pharma, big medicine, we know there's a problem. It needs to get back to community level and that's on all fronts. All pillars of society needs to go back to local, where you have local, you know, medicine man or woman that can help the community, like back in the day where the provider came to the house and actually sat there with the family and knew. And then guess what? If the family couldn't afford it, they bartered. I mean, how about that? You know, it was like bartering should come back. Yep. We really need to get back to a simpler way and not looking to government to rescue us, because government isn't there to rescue us. Government is there to create the problem and give us a false solution, where we then become enslaved and entrapped into their game, and we're playing it by their rules, and we've lost sight of who we are as a society, as a people.
I knew I liked you. We jumped right in here. I didn't really give you a proper introduction. Everybody, this is Dr. Jen Vandewater from the Wellness Company, and tell us what's going on at the Wellness Company. I saw some emails come through of some new stuff going on over in your neck of the woods. So please share.
Yeah, we have so much going on. We have a new program. I think I mentioned the last time I was on with you briefly, the Allergy Free. That is amazing. A lot of people are really excited to start that, especially with allergy season coming up. And just speaking of allergies that we talk about, it does not help with food allergies, but if you have ragweed, dust, mold, mildew, it's a good program. Check us out. It's shot free. So it's all about sublingual drops. We have a product. A lot of people are concerned right now. And the big thing in the news is the spike proteins. Everyone's asking about what they can do to protect themselves if they have taken the shot, or what they can do if they are out and they are concerned with shedding. So we have spike support. Amazing ingredients in this product, black cumin seed and dandelion root help to inhibit and neutralize spike protein. Natural ingredients, they have other benefits for the body as well. We have Irish sea moss in this product. Irish sea moss is loaded with minerals, which helps to repair damage caused from the spike proteins kind of floating around. Green tea extract is a natural antioxidant, so it cleans up a lot of the junk and free radicals that are hanging around due to the spikes. We also have in this selenium, which is a natural anti-inflammatory. And then the one ingredient that everybody's always talking about lately is the nattokinase. Nattokinase, we chose to put in this when we developed this formula for its natural fibrinolytic properties. It goes through and breaks down the clots. But we found out the end of last year with a study out of Japan that nattokinase actually helps to degrade and decompose spike proteins. So all these ingredients are in one. Spike support is the name of it. I think people would really benefit having it on hand to either use preventatively or to use if you've taken the shot and you're just concerned about any damage caused by those spikes.
Fantastic. Now, just real quickly, explain to anybody who didn't hear you last time, what is the Wellness Company?
Sure. The Wellness Company is a right now virtual care platform where we have products. It is also a platform where we have services. We have education. So our goal is to be set apart from government, which we've seen in big medicine. This is a, you know, medical freedom kind of location where you can come and see a provider. Now, if you recall, during the height of COVID, a lot of people were trying to get certain medications from the pharmacies. And there was this really big, you know, wall put up between doctor, pharmacist, and patient. Well, these providers are the ones that actually stood on the side and said, we're going to write these prescriptions for patients. We know these are safe and effective, and we know that they can help people with early, you know, in early treatment. So these are the same providers that stood with us. And now we have them here at the Wellness Company, and they are actually still saying if you want to have these on hand, if you are acutely ill, come in and see us. We also have preferred pharmacies. Our preferred pharmacy is Partell Pharmacy in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he's a warrior, stood on the front lines, never turned anybody away that needed medication to save their life. So that's really unique to us. We are out there trying still to offer services. We know when we came together, we realized there was a need. Patients with long COVID and patients with adverse reaction from these shots, nobody was taking that serious. Nobody was actually looking at patients and treating them. And nobody was looking at those who were suffering and saying, yes, this was due to taking that shot. Let's see what we can do to, you know, do a detox and cleanse and get your body in balance and help you to live healthier. So we have those options for people, and our providers are happy to help and see these patients and get them back in balance and in good health.
Awesome. So the wellness company, the alternative to, well, big medical industry. That's actually where I was going to go next in talking about how, you know, government involvement in medicine has screwed up medicine or healthcare. It's not healthcare anymore. Anyway, we got Sarah in Oregon on line one. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi.
Oh, hang on. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. What is your advice on people who are on the autism spectrum, Jennifer, Dr. Van Wormer?
Yes, sir. I do agree that these shots have added to that for sure. And this is what my perception is of this. And I'm, you know, not going through the studies and things you see, because I don't know if I can trust it. But just from what I feel, when you get these shots, they're full of a lot of toxins, heavy metals that cross the blood-brain barrier and get into the brain. And so what happens over time is it causes this what you end up having is autism. You have a disconnect, and there's been a lot of videos and things I've seen of parents who have talked about their child was very active and very social. And then after a certain shot, a part of the regimen, they noticed their child had become disconnected and disengaged. And so from my understanding is that it's due to these metals in these shots, and then that crosses the blood-brain barrier. So I would recommend in where you live is to find a naturopath, someone who is not part of big medicine or a direct primary care clinic. Definitely do your vetting on these providers. Make sure that they're aligned with you. And then see about doing some heavy metal detoxes. And there's ways you can do it with a child. It's a much slower process, but it can be done. And I really recommend that's the first step. And then starting to work towards eliminating certain foods that exacerbate that do cross the blood-brain barrier. Nothing processed, a very clean diet, no seed oil, things like that to just try to help the body heal and recover. I have read stories of some people who have seen their children come out of it with the proper nutrition and proper cleansing and detoxing.
I'm on the spectrum myself. So I was autistic since birth.
Yeah, so. It might be really good to see if you can. I mean, I would even come into the wellness company. We have a program called Freedom from Pharma, where we have wellness pharmacists who work with you to do certain detoxes and cleanses. It's not so much just set up to eliminate pharmaceuticals from your life, but if you want to talk to those who have experience and good information, they will help you figure out a good plan and see if that detoxing helps or changing your nutrition, different things like that, that might help you not have to suffer as much as you are right now.
Yeah, but autism doesn't define a person. It's just a state of mind. Thank you for taking the call, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. We love Sarah here on the show. Sarah's a warrior for the program. Mm-hmm. She is always out sharing all of our content on all of the social medias and stuff like that. So we love Sarah.
That's great.
You mentioned about avoiding processed foods. I just saw a study recently that the average American adult diet was over 50% processed food. And when you went and you looked at adolescents and children, it jumped over 60%. I think it was 67% processed foods. That's horrible.
Yeah, your body, we're not created or designed to really break that down all the time. Like, once in a while, I mean, having something is okay, but think about when you're layering upon layering upon layering and your body's trying to process and clean that out, you're actually doing damage to your body. And then when you need it to function properly, it's not going to, because it's kind of like sludge. It makes it sluggish and things don't happen. And then it increases your risk for disease states, for problems down the road. And we don't want increased inflammation, increased acidity in the body, because that then can turn into cancer and can turn into other issues. So it all works together to work against you. So it's better to find a way to eat, like back in the days when, you know, grandma and grandpa were cooking meals and you all sat at the table. That's what we need to get back to, is, you know, picking it from your own yard and not having processed food. Very little consumption of it. I'm not saying to avoid it altogether. I mean, I enjoy a good sweet now and then, or some chips and things like that, but I limit how much I actually eat.
I think everybody knows that, you know, what they call whole foods are healthiest. It's not easy. The convenience of the processed food, the quick meal, the, you know, ready-made stuff, the convenience is hard to overcome. And, you know, I've recently, I eat a lot of the home delivery meal kits. I found one that I like. I have food come to the house and I cook it together myself. And it's, with the exception of, you know, some seasoning blends and things like that, it's mostly whole foods. Now, I don't know, is the meat treated or antibiotic free or anything like that. I've never looked into that part of it, but you know, it's real vegetables and real cream and real, you know, that stuff is real. And that's probably the healthiest I've eaten in a really long time. Even when I was working in restaurants, I didn't eat healthy because it was, you know, you eat standing up when you can, and you eat whatever you can throw together quickly, and usually something very high in fat because you wanted the fat to keep going.
Yeah.
But anyway,
how do you
diet
feel?
Has never been
how,
thing.
How do you feel eating more whole food? Do you notice things? Are you feeling like, how do you feel? I'm just wondering if
I don't notice it, but I think that's because I'm also getting older. And I started eating healthier as I'm aging. So maybe it's counterbalancing. And I'm not.
Yeah. Because I know for myself, I, you know, used to be the same way. Just, you know, especially when I worked in the pharmacy, you don't sometimes get a lunch break. So you're just eating as you're working and just trying to get some food in your body. And so I've noticed for me that since I've changed to picking wholesome food and eating in a more natural way, I feel the difference. My weight has stabilized. Not that I was ever overweight, but it would bump up and down, up and down. I would have to like starve myself to lose like 3 pounds. And so now my weight stabilized. I'm like, wow. So having a stabilized weight, better gut health, I've noticed too, not eating the processed food.
That I have noticed.
And brain, I can think better eating a better meal. I'm not so sluggish and I don't get that like 3 p.m. afternoon where I'm just like, I want to take a nap because I've had really poor diet for the day. 3 p.m. I still have energy. So these are just things I've noticed. And I think if you pay attention, you might see it, you might pay attention and be like, okay, I am noticing some things. It's not so much getting old.
Well, doctor, thank you very much for coming on. It was great timing with Andrea, the caller before you, who was talking about the vaccines. It was nice to have your opinion about that. That was really, really great timing. I mean, 69 and like 49 of them before age 6, which that amazes me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a concern, you know, and actually I will say one thing we offer at the wellness company is medical exemptions for vaccines. And you wouldn't believe how many emails I get from parents that are concerned with a new child or a very young child. And they say, we don't want to continue this. We want to stop this now. And the crazy thing is this, the reason parents are coming to us is mostly because of schools, daycares, preschools, you know, kindergarten. And I don't say this back to them, but I'm going to say it here. You can't send them to those places. Like, that's like the best thing I can say is that if you don't want your child to fall under the government, you know, a vaccine regimen, you're going to have to find a way to keep your child home in your own care. You know, teach them yourself. You are very capable. Don't let anybody tell you you're not. This is your child. And I think that's going to be a shift because a lot of people are so concerned about their child having to get all these vaccines once now they're doing their research like you are and seeing this high number. I think it's really important. Our providers will gladly meet with a parent and talk about their child, but we cannot just give like a universal exemption to people to just say, oh, we don't want them because of what happened with COVID and what we're seeing. I mean, these doctors are already doing so much for people to ask them to write a universal vaccine exemption. Just, it's just impossible. So we will help out in any way we can, but it's just really important for people to know you can't just get a universal, I'm never getting another shot again. It's going to take a lifestyle change. You know, it's going to take trying to figure out how do we live within this society outside of that. And it's going to take a community, like I said, community, local level.
Modern version of Amish.
Yes, they're my neighbors and I admire them. I have them right down the road from my house. Yep.
Now I wonder where you live. I live in the middle of Pennsylvania. They're all around me.
Upstate New York.
Oh.
It's country. Nice. Country where I am. Yeah, their buggies go by and we've talked to them a little bit and I really do admire how they can live here and not be subjected to the same, you know, kind of lifestyle that we've been subjected to. They really find a way to do it and they keep their children home. They raise their children. They make their own food. They have beautiful gardens I see in the summer. And mm-hmm. I will even say I'm on my town board. I'm a town council member. And I always joke and say the reason I won was I ran unopposed. The person that was always, you know, there actually forgot to fill out their paperwork. So I took that seat and I'm very thankful I did. But people in the community have come in and actually have, you know, complained about the Amish in our area because they're new for the past couple years. They have not been here forever. And I admire them and love having them around. But a lot of the people in the community have been like, well, we don't like that they don't buckle their kids, you know, in their buggies. Well, who's going to buckle their kid in a buggy? I mean, it's kind of crazy. And I will say this is where people should really do some research. The town board, I'm happy to do this, but some people are like, can you tell them to do things? And we as a town say, no, the exact words were used. They're a sovereign group.
Mm-hmm.
So if you establish yourself sovereign, you don't have to abide by the rules of the government. They come in and say, why are they doing this? Why don't they build the code? They don't have to.
Right. There's a lot to admire from the Amish community. Wayne in Texas, we've got less than 2 minutes.
Hi. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. One question I had for the doctor is if a child was, if the mother was pregnant and got the COVID shot and the child was born maybe with some complications, has there been any studies on that yet or any particular ways to counteract some of the effects of the spike protein if it's made their way into the child?
Not as a newborn, definitely not as a newborn yet. Something we are working at the wellness company because the next round of questions we get is for children. A lot of people are concerned. A young baby, I do not know what would be done. I'm concerned too with breastfeeding because I am a big advocate of breastfeeding. But in this case, the mom has a lot of possible spike proteins. It might be best for her to use dandelion root and black cumin seed oil, use those two products together. And that will help to inhibit and neutralize spike protein so she can breastfeed her baby. Then those ingredients will be in her and can get to the baby and help the baby. That's probably the best recommendation I can give. I don't recommend the spike support for her just because it has natokinase and green tea extract. Green tea has a little caffeine and the natokinase I just would not recommend for her to use while breastfeeding. But if she could use dandelion root.
How about a child 2 to 3 years old?
Yeah, If they can have a child dose, but we don't have anything available at those doses yet. I'm going to say yet. We're still working on that at the wellness company because we know children really do need some help too. We have a lot of things for adults and the children are lacking right now. So we're working on stuff. So just stay tuned. Thank I'll be so back much. So I can share. You're welcome.
Yeah. Dr. Jen Vandewater from the wellness company here has been kind enough to offer us, the fourth Thursday of every month, if I remember my calendar correctly. She'll be back every month to give us updates of what's going on at the Wellness Company. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you all. Have a good night.
Always a pleasure. Have a great night. And one thing for me, shameless plug. I launched a new t-shirt today, just this morning. One of my favorite t-shirts now. It's you can get it at liberty-lighthouse.com at the store there. It is a working like crazy to support the lazy t-shirt because, you know, it's fun. It's less than $20, liberty-lighthouse.com/store. And, that's where we are. Always a pleasure to have Dr. Jen Vandewater. Thank you very much. Visit her company, twc.health, as soon as you have a chance. It is, it's break time. I think I hear music. Mike, do I hear music? It's break time. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. We're going to get into some of the other federal scams that have been perpetrated upon us. Back in 3 minutes, my friends.
We must take America back. Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.